Nolte, ICE agent's footage proves poet tried to run him over. By John Nolte on January 9, 2026. Footage taken by the ICE agent forced to shoot a Minneapolis left-wing activist in self-defense proves what we already knew. That Renee Good aimed her two-ton SUV at this ICE agent and hit the gas. As you can see, the ICE officer in question calmly exits his vehicle and approaches Good's maroon two-ton SUV, which she is using to block the road deliberately, and doing so while ICE is engaged in a law enforcement operation. First, a smug-looking Renee Good taunts the ICE agent from the driver's seat. Then Good's equally smug wife, Rebecca, taunts the agent. "You wanna come at us?" she says. "You wanna come at us? Why don't you go get yourself some lunch, big boy? Go ahead." It's worth noting that the ICE agent says nothing in return. He doesn't take the bait or allow himself to be provoked. He's doing nothing to escalate the situation. Nevertheless, the SUV still needs to be moved in order for these ICE officers to do their job and not risk an ambush in a hostile situation, so another agent can be heard ordering Renee to get out of the car. And then it all happens within a second or two. As the ICE agent in question attempts to walk around the SUV, apparently to assist his colleague in removing the poet from her vehicle, you can see that her tires are aimed screen right. Then she backs up while turning her tires to screen right, which aims the SUV directly at the ICE agent. Then she hits the gas and hits the agent. This is when the ICE agent, who had no choice, shoots her in an obvious case of self-defense. At this point, there is no question that Renee Good did everything possible to get herself shot. She 1. Interfered with a law enforcement operation. 2. Refused a lawful order to exit her car. 3. Backed up her two-ton SUV while being ordered to exit her car. 4. Aimed that SUV at a ICE agent, and 5. Hit the gas. At this point, it doesn't matter what her intent was. If she was trying to kill the ICE agent, the shooting was justified. If she was willing to run over an ICE agent to escape arrest, the shooting was justified. Once you prove, as our poet did, that you are willing to use a two-ton vehicle as a deadly weapon, you have proven that you must be stopped because you are not only a danger to this ICE agent, you are a danger to anyone else who makes the mistake of getting in your way. In this case, deadly force was not only justified, it was the only moral choice. This ICE officer needs to file defamation suits against every politician and media outlet that declared him a murderer. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.